Caroline glanced down at the table, fingering the edge of the photo.
No. I didn't want to tell her until I talked to you. I didn't know what you'd want to do, if you'd want to meet her. I hope you will. But of course, I won't blame you if you don't. All these years, oh, I'm so sorry. But if you want to come, we're there. Just call, next week or next year.
I don't know, Nora said slowly. I think I'm in shock.
Of course you are.
Caroline stood up.
May I keep the photos?
Nora asked.
They're yours. They've always been yours.
On the porch, Caroline paused and looked at her hard.
He loved you very much, she said. David always loved you, Nora.
Nora nodded, remembering that she'd said the same thing to Paul in Paris. She watched from the porch as Caroline walked to the car, wondering about the life Caroline was driving back to, what complexities and mysteries it held. Nora stood on the porch for a long time. Phoebe was alive, in the world. That knowledge was a pit opening, endless in her heart. Loved, Caroline had said, well cared for, but not by Nora, who had worked so hard to let her go. The dreams she'd had, all that searching through the brittle frozen grass came back to her, pierced her. She went back in the house, crying now, walking past the shrouded furniture. The appraiser would come. Paul was coming too, today or tomorrow. He'd promised to call first, but sometimes he just showed up. She washed the water glasses and dried them, then stood in the silent kitchen, thinking of David, all those nights and all those years when he rose in the dark and went to the hospital to mend someone who was broken. A good person, David. He ran a clinic. He tended those in need. And he had sent their daughter away and told her she was dead. Nora slammed her fist on the counter, making the glasses jump. She made herself a gin and tonic and wandered upstairs. She lay down, got up, called Frederick, and hung up when the machine answered. After a time, she went back out to David's studio. Everything was the same, the air so warm, so still, the photographs and boxes scattered all over the floor just as she'd left them. At least $50,000, the curators had estimated, more if there were notes in David's hand about his process. Everything was the same, yet not the same at all. Nora picked up the first box and lugged it across the room. She heaved it up to the counter, then balanced it on the windowsill overlooking the backyard. She paused to catch her breath before she opened the screen and pushed the box firmly out, using both hands, hearing it land with a satisfying thunk on the ground below. She went back for the next one and the next. She was everything she had wanted to be earlier. Determined, brisk, yes, ruthless. In less than an hour, the studio was cleared.